Alright. Okay, so I'm gonna need a drink for this because. Oh boy, Facebook is something else, guys. Oh my god, I don't even know why. I don't even know why I chose the time of all times to argue with somebody on the net. And I usually don't argue with anybody. But this made me kind of impassioned, so to say. I don't have any wine, I don't have any alcohol, so what I've got right now is just Mountain Dew, and that works just as fine. Okay, so here's the dealio. Y'all have heard about Harry Styles and his Vogue cover, and he looks outstanding in that dress. Oh my gosh. I mean, now Harry Styles, I've heard of some of his stuff, like Sign of the Times, Watermelon Sugar, you know. And I don't know. It's just the thing that really irritates me the most is. All right, see. Okay, how can I say this without sounding like I'm going out of line with this? Okay, so. Yes, as everybody has seen, Harry Styles was on the cover of Vogue and he was wearing a blazer and a dress and he looked fabulous. In my opinion, he did. And I mean, it's not just because I have a certain thing for men in dresses, I have a certain thing for men in general. Men dressing in whatever the hell they want. Okay, so. The biggest mistake I have made today, I have ever made today, was get into a verbal altercation with a guy who was apparently older than me and wiser than me, talking about how, you know, something like that. We'll see. Look, 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 look. Here was what led up to it, okay? I commented on a post about on an article about Harry Styles on the cover of Vogue wearing a dress, and I said, and I was skimming through all these comments on Facebook saying, oh, he must be very proud of himself, mommy's little girl, and all these sort of patronizing, just condescending things they had to say, and calling him a pussy and all that kind of stuff. And I just said, well, hey, y'all chose the right time to talk about this. Y'all didn't even talk about it when David Bowie did it. Y'all didn't even say shit when Prince did it, Freddie Mercury did it, Mick Jagger. Boy George, I can go on. I can go on. This was a time back then when I commend them on this. I commend them on this for just embracing androgyny. And I could have added somebody else. Oh yeah, Pete Burns from Dead or Alive. Pete Burns, he was another candidate for androgyny and mixing femininity with masculinity. That was just part of it. And what was so irritating to me is that they said nothing about these other pop stars that did it back then, but then they chose the right amount of time. This now, they chose now to start griping about it, and it sort of rang wrong with me. It just rubbed me the wrong way because why bitch about it now and say that, oh, he's a pussy for dressing up in a dress and, oh, being comfortable in his skin. But y'all said, they said nothing. They said nothing about Prince or Mick Jagger or David Bowie, Freddie Mercury. None of those people. They said nothing about those people back then. They must have back then. But they didn't even bother to mention those people when, you know, thinking towards Harry Styles doing it. Because, yeah, Harry Styles, he rocked that dress, okay? And so did many people before him. Many people did these things way before he was even born. And it's just, my mind's even blown. And so this is where I got to this point, where I said my piece, and then along comes this guy saying, well, a lot of people died from HIV because of that. I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with dressing how you want? How does HIV have to do with dressing however the hell you want? And then he kind of goes off on me saying that, oh, I should respect my elders because he's right, I'm wrong, he's big, I'm little. You know, the whole Matilda spiel, right? And so I just kind of chalked him up as a troll. But he's like, I'm more than a troll. I am real. So you better have a quick response to that. Quick. I'm waiting. Oh, that pissed me off so bad. It just really did. I mean, yeah, this is where my, you get to hear me, Tark, or even Melissa. This is me. This is me being angry, genuinely angry and awestruck at the stupidity of people who can't understand that masculinity comes in many shapes and forms. Many shapes and forms. It's not just this one type of masculinity, like, oh, macho, macho man, you know. No, I mean, call me a bleeding heart all you want, but I believe that anybody can wear what they want. Anybody can wear whatever the fuck they want. I've not heard one person... Now, I've not heard one person say jack shit about women wearing a t-shirt and jeans. Oh, that's supposed to be a guy wearing that. No, it's because we're comfortable. And then they have the right to pipe up and say, oh, a man wearing a dress, oh, he's a pussy, he's just a girly man, girly boy. I'm like, oh my God, shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Because I... How come you never say it for women wearing t-shirts and jeans or maybe even business suits or anything like that? But yet, when a man has the audacity, oh, the audacity to wear a dress, it is all of a sudden wrong and sinful and messed up. I mean, what? I'm trying to wrap my hand. Honestly, genuinely trying to wrap my head around it. It's hilarious to me how so many people is just like, okay, you prefer a manly man, okay, but I prefer all men, okay? Girly men, macho men, trans men, men. I love men so much. As much as I love women, I love men of all shapes and sizes. I don't care. I just don't care what you do. I don't care what you wear. As long As long as I can get along with, as long as, you know, we could get on with each other, we're cool. We are beyond cool, rather. But expecting me to have the same opinion as that person as a form of respect for elders, that's not, nope, 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 and nope, 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 nope. I can still have respect for elders while having a different opinion, but not according to that person. It's either his opinion or you're disrespecting him automatically. And yeah, that's what makes me so angry. One of the things that makes me angry about it. And I don't know. That's just, I genuinely don't get it. I really, really, truthfully don't get it at all. Let men wear what they want. Let men wear dresses. Let them wear skirts. Let them wear, let them wear business suits, jumpsuits, skirts, dresses, tank tops. God, baby dolls, I don't care. I just don't care about that. As long as they feel comfortable in their skin enough to do it, they've got balls, okay? As far as I can tell, they have the major balls to be them, to do it. That takes a lot of guts to do. A lot of guts to do. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and that's the truth. Yeah, kind of doing an Ethel Ann there. Oh, no, but just still, it's just like, men are men no matter what, okay? That's what I truly feel. Men are men. That's the thing. Men are men. No matter if they're wearing a dress or they're wearing t-shirts and jeans or whatever, men are still men. They are still masculine. They are still, yeah, men. Men. I love men. Yeah. Okay, I'll step off my soapbox for now. Imagine being so pissed off that you start talking like a cat. Yeah, I'm at that point right now. but anyways, yeah, that's just my piece. Yeah, that's just it. All right, I will see y'all later, and Tarkus Trooper signing off.